أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد، الله الصمد، لم يلد ولم يولد، ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق، من شر ما خلق، ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب، ومن شر النفاثات في العقد، ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس، ملك الناس، إله الناس، من شر الوسواس الخناس، الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس، من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه، هدى للمتقين، الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون، والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون، أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. صدق الله العظيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد، الله الصمد، لم يلد ولم يولد، ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق، من شر ما خلق، ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب، ومن شر النفاثات في العقد، ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس، ملك الناس، إله الناس، من شر الوسواس الخناس، الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس، من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه، هدى للمتقين، الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون، والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون، أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. صدق الله العظيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فاذكروني أذكركم، واشكروني ولا تكفرون. صدق اللہ العظیم. علماء کرام، موسٹ ریسپیکٹڈ برادرز، وتھ گیٹنگ ہاٹ یو کین پٹ دوز فینز آن ٹو سلو اسپیڈ، آلسو اور سسٹرز آف دا مدرسہ اینڈ دوز لسننگ اوور ریسیورز، الحمد للہ there was a completion of the Quran Sharif by the two students. But before we proceed, ND549173, you're blocking the driveway, please remove your car. 549173. It was just confirmed last night, without much fanfare, without much expenditure of any kind, simply, easily, there was a completion of the Quran Sharif in this majlis of zikr. So we don't deny that this is a great occasion. It is an occasion of happiness. It is an occasion on which some of our ancestors and akabirin in the past, even amongst the sahaba and tabi'in, they had fed a number of people, and it was something that they expressed great joy over, because it's a completion of the Quran Sharif, hifz of the Quran Sharif. But when something goes out of hand, and then people are forced to organize meals for so many hundred people, or sometimes thousands of people, people are forced to contribute towards those costs, the poor child does not have the means, but pressurizes the parents that please find the money somewhere and also organize a nice big festival or a big ceremony. Now that becomes then a problem. So at such a time, then we have to find a way out, make it simple, make it easy, make it convenient for everybody. Those were days when people used to hardly do the Quran Sharif hifz. We used to have to import huffaz to make the taraweeh in our towns. There were hardly any huffaz. But as I mentioned previously also, that at present our schools, our madrasas, even at some colleges, and then the girls and the boys and the adults, men and women, everybody seems to be getting the shock and interest of making hifz of the Quran Sharif, which is an excellent shock and an excellent desire. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bless everybody with that opportunity and that desire. So imagine if we have to now have for each pupil that is completing, invite so many hundred people, have a big function. It's going to become very, very difficult. Sooner or later, then it will border, or in fact at present already it is bordering on show, riya, and so many other things. So we make dua that this completion of the Quran Sharif, which took place in this majlis of zikr, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala keep the Quran Sharif preserved in the hearts of these huffaz until their dying day. Give them the tawfiq to read the Quran Sharif, to understand the Quran Sharif, to make amal on the Quran Sharif, and to propagate the message of the Quran Sharif. This amanat which Allah Ta'ala has given to them, Allah Ta'ala must give them the tawfiq to preserve it, to look after it, to take care of it. And not only them, but all those who have memorized the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala gives them hidayat and tawfiq. And the understanding that a very great treasure has been put into their hearts, and Allah Ta'ala has made them ameen. So now they have to look after that treasure. Allah Ta'ala has revealed the Quran Sharif, and He has taken upon Himself the preservation of the Quran Sharif. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikr wa inna lahu lahafizun. So how is He going to preserve it? Allah Ta'ala could have had angels that memorized the Quran Sharif, that by heart the Quran Sharif. But Allah Ta'ala gave the opportunity to the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and chose from the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam hearts for the memorization of the Quran Sharif. And Allah Ta'ala says He has taken upon Himself the protection and the preservation, so He's protecting it through the hearts of the huffaz. So if the Quran Sharif is going to remain protected till the day of Qiyamah, then it means that Allah Ta'ala will grant protection to the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also, amongst whom are the huffaz of the Quran Sharif till the day of Qiyamah. So then we say, then why are we catching a hiding, as they say, why are we catching a hiding everywhere? Well, we're catching a hiding everywhere because we're just memorizing the Quran Sharif, or we're learning some surahs of the Quran Sharif, or we make some tilawat now and again. But we're not making amal on the Quran Sharif. So we're not fulfilling the right of the Quran Sharif, which is amal. We're not propagating the message of the Quran Sharif. There's no Quran Sharif in our lives. There's no Quran Sharif in our homes. We have got the copies of the Quran Sharif, but they're on the shelves. Whereas every Muslim was supposed to be a walking or an ambassador of Islam. And if anybody wanted to see the Quran Sharif, then they would have seen it in the life of that Muslim. Whatever has been taught in the Quran Sharif, the aqaid, the dealings, the etiquettes, the moral, the behavior, all the do's and the don'ts, you would have found it in the life of the Muslim, and especially the hafiz of the Quran Sharif. So therefore we make dua, Allah Ta'ala keep it preserved in their hearts till the day of Qiyamah. Allah Ta'ala accept their parents, their teachers, and everyone who contributed in any way, assisting them in the completion of the Quran Sharif. Allah Ta'ala must reward them abundantly in this world and in the Akhirat. Normally when there is an occasion of the completion of the Quran Sharif, then we have a bayan, full bayan, 1 hour, on the virtues of the recitation of the Quran Sharif, memorization of the Quran Sharif, making amal on the Quran Sharif, etc. But in this majlis of zikr tonight, some ashar which I picked up just a little while ago, just before the Isha Salat, so nothing is coincidental, seems to be discussing the same thing. Do jahan ka khuda hamd teri sada tujhse hai iltija ilm quran de do jahan ka khuda hamd teri sada tujhse hai iltija ilm quran de sarware anbiya ka tujhe wasta ہم کو اپنا بنا نور عرفان دے دو جہاں کا خدا حمد تیری صدا تجھ سے ہے التجا علم قرآن دے سرور انبیاء کا تجھے واسطہ ہم کو اپنا بنا نور عرفان دے دو جہاں کا خدا حمد تیری صدا. Don't worry about the tune, listen to the meaning. دو جہاں کا خدا حمد تیری صدا. O the creator of the heavens and the earth, O the Allah of this world and the Akhirat, all the time we are engaged in your praises. حمد of Allah تبارک و تعالی, we say we are engaged in. There are many ways of engaging in the hamd of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, different times of the day. The different actions that we undertake, the du'as that we read, it is the hamd of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in most of those du'as. In almost all those du'as. And like that too, we keep on praising Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala because He is the one who has blessed us with every ni'mat and every bounty that we have. Tujhse hai iltija ilm Qur'an de. Ya Allah, you are giving us all kinds of knowledge. There is no doubt that it is permissible to acquire the knowledge of the sciences. There is no such thing as dichotomy. There is no such thing as this is Islam and that is not Islam. If the person is learning about other things, but it is increasing his love for Allah Ta'ala, it is increasing his ma'rifat of Allah Ta'ala, it is bringing him closer to Allah Ta'ala and his Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then it is not prohibited. But the majority of those sciences and those departments that people go into, or those faculties that people enter into, that knowledge which is acquired is generally for the stomach. The person is becoming an engineer, it's for the stomach. He's becoming an electrician, he says, for the stomach. He's becoming a doctor, a surgeon, whatever he is coming. Generally the person is becoming or is qualifying so that his stomach may get filled. In other words, so that he may be able to buy a good home, buy a good car, eat good food, wear good clothes and travel the world. That is the niyat of the majority. I'm not talking about some exceptions to the rule. The majority, that is the niyat. And for the Muslim, he will say, well, look, I want to earn halal livelihood, so therefore I am learning, but I must be a Muslim first and everything else afterwards. I want to get the marifat of my Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala through this surgery and through the sciences that I am learning and through the medicine that I am learning. I don't know where these cars are parked, but in any case, 187GB ND6612 ND550806 and NUR6660. Probably they're blocking somebody that wants to come out. Let's just try to assist him in coming out. NYN187GB 6612 550806 and 6660. So there is nothing wrong if the person is acquiring the knowledge of other things so that he may earn halal livelihood. But that is not the only maqsad of life, just to earn halal livelihood. So he says, Tudse, hey, iltija ilme Quran, give us the understanding of the Quran Sharif. Why was the Quran Sharif revealed? Give us the understanding. I'm not going into any detailed discussion, it's a majlis of zikr. And the time goes very fast, and we want to finish on time, inshallah. But the message is this, that the Qur'an Sharif, the knowledge, we are asking Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to give us the knowledge of the Qur'an Sharif. Sarware Ambiya ka tujhe vasita. Because if you've got the knowledge of the Qur'an Sharif, then you've got the knowledge of how to live in this world as a Muslim. Then he says, Sarware Ambiya ka tujhe vasita, humko apna bana noor irfan de. O Allah, make us yours. And give us the noor of your marifat. There is no way that a person can enjoy sukoon in this world without making Allah Ta'ala his and him becoming Allah Ta'ala's. How do we become Allah Ta'ala's and how do we make him ours? Is by obedience to Allah Ta'ala, that's all. And Allah Ta'ala being so loving, so merciful, so caring, so generous, so kind, so forgiving. So he will not ask us to do anything that is beyond our capacity. And he will not ask us to restrain ourselves from anything that is of some benefit to us. Whatever he will ask us to restrain ourselves will be that which is harmful to us or harmful to our family or to the society. So therefore we are saying, Sarware Ambiya ka tujhe vasita, humko apna bana noor e irfan de. دو جہاں کا خدا حمد تیری سے تیری صدا تجھ سے ہے التجا علم قرآن دے سرور انبیاء کا تجھے واسطہ ہم کو اپنا بنا نور عرفان دے سچے لوگوں کی صحبت کو مقدور کر سچے لوگوں کی صحبت کو مقدور کر اور جھوٹوں سے ہم کو بہت دور کر سچے لوگوں کی صحبت کو مقدور کر اور جھوٹوں سے ہم کو بہت دور کر سچی باتوں سے سینے کو معمور کر سچی باتوں سے سینے کو معمور کر مالک دو جہاں سچ کی پہچان دے سچے لوگوں کی صحبت کو مقدور کر. It is extremely important that in these days of fitna we should search for those people who are honest and truthful. They've got sadaqat in their zahir and in their batin, their hearts and their outside. We have many of us, we have got our outside right, but our inside is not right. And as I've explained many times, that it can never ever happen that a person's heart is corrected, but his outside doesn't come right. If the heart is right, the outside must be right. But it can happen, and it is very, very common these days that the outside is good. We have our beard fist length, we have our kurtas and pants above the ankles. Our libas is that by means of which people can recognize us to be Muslims. But then it's not necessary that the heart is also in a good condition. Although both are essential, it does not mean if the heart is not yet corrected, so therefore we must not worry about our outside. Our zahir and batin both have to be corrected. But all our effort is on the zahir, whereas the zahir does not take more than 5 minutes. This I have stated repeatedly, that zahir doesn't take more than 5 minutes to come right. How long does the zahir take? If a person is clean shaven, but he makes sincere tawbah right now, he makes sincere tawbah, he said, "Ya Allah, far too long I have hurt the sensitive heart of my beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with my shaving. For if beard was something that made a person look ugly, then you would not have given the Rasul of Allah, you would not have given the most beloved of you the hukam to keep beard. Would Allah Ta'ala have given hukam to Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam, who is the most beloved, to keep a beard if it was looking ugly? Or to all the Nabis, all the Anbiya, every Sahabi of Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam, every Tabi'i, Taba Tabi'i, all the Awliya, all the Mashayikh, that means all those who are the beloved of Allah Ta'ala, they have got the beards fist length. So if it was something that made somebody look ugly, then he would not have given the hukam." Yes, nobody says that let the beard flow so much that it goes touching the knees. After one fist length, cut it, oil it, comb it, make it look neat. "Agar daadi ke rakh lene se chehra badnuma hota, to phir daadi mere sarkar ki sunnat nahi hoti." If the face was looking ugly by keeping the beard, then it would not have been the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. "Tere mehboob ki ya rab shabahat leke aaya hoon, haqeeqat isko tu kar de main surat leke aaya hoon." So the zahir has to be right too, but it takes 5 minutes. If the person is clean shaven, he makes sincere tawbah this very minute. "Oh Allah, I made a mistake. All my life I've been shaving, but I'm making sincere tawbah. As from tomorrow, I'm not going to shave, and I will allow my beard to grow one fist length." Finish. Straight away is maaf. And how long does it take to put the pant above the ankle? And how long does it take to wear a topi? So that is simple. But to clean the heart from jealousy, from malice, from greed, from pride, from arrogance, from love of dunya, not the usage of dunya, I'm talking about love of dunya, and negligence of the akhirat, how to clean the heart from all that, that takes years and sometimes lifetime. So therefore we ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for the sohbat and the company of those people who have got sadaqat and sachai in their lives. "Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullaha wa kunu ma'as sadiqeen." Ya Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and join the truthful ones, ay ma'al muttaqeen. So therefore he says, "Sachche logo ki sohbat ku maqdoor kar." Ya Allah, make it in our taqdeer, the companionship of those who are pious, righteous, truthful, honest. Don't let us join the company of those running to the rave clubs and discos and cinemas and theatres and watching the porn on the internet sites. A person had a dream that in this masjid, this very masjid, that there is a video film that is being shown and young people are watching the film. So the interpretation I gave, it proved to be very true, and I mentioned it this morning also in the talk that we gave to the ladies at the madrasa. But I gave the interpretation that it seems that somebody is coming with his cell phone inside the masjid and watching the filthy pictures on the cell phone. One night there was a program here, there was a speaker from overseas. So I was sitting here, and whilst the bayan was taking place, and I was watching at the back. So there were three young boys sitting right at the back there. So I whispered into the ear of one of the brothers. I said, just go and check what they are watching, because all three have gone with cell phones. So he went outside, and from the window he saw. They didn't see him, because you can see from the window. Those cell phones had dirty naked pictures. When we are going to start watching films, videos, movies in the masajid, as is happening so commonly in this certain Western countries, where in the masajid there's music, there's dancing, and there's everything. I receive letters, this says, we don't know what to do. The trustees say that we have to allow, because we need funds for the upkeep of the masjid. So on wedding occasions they allow. Women folk also come in the masjid, there's intermingling, there's music, there's everything. So that interpretation proved very true. So therefore we are saying that to become a hafiz is very easy. But to retain the noor of the Quran Sharif in the heart, and we must not think only for the hafiz of the Quran Sharif, it is for each and every one of us. We also got some surahs in our hearts. So we have to check what our children are watching on the cell phones and computers and other things. Allah Ta'ala protect us from His azab. Aur jhootho se humko bahut dur kar, and from those who are liars. And this lies is not only in word and speech, but lies in action also. The outward is something and the actions are different. So that's a lie. So keep us very, very far from those people that are engaged in your disobedience, those who are lying, those who are cheating, those who are deceiving, those who are going to the haram places. Sachi vato se sine ko mamur kar, malike do jahan sach ki pehchan de. Even to recognize the truth today is an effort. Truth and batil have become so mixed up, that what is batil is now appearing to us as truth and haq, and we fight with people. And what is truth, then that appears to us as batil. What was normal for the Muslim has become abnormal, and what was abnormal has become normal. It's a norm. If any child has to say in the house that what you are watching on this TV, daddy, is haram, because I can see there's a girl that's dancing there, music is playing, it's haram. So which madrasa you are going to? Who's your ustad? He didn't teach you adab and respect of elders and parents. Hum ko Abu Bakr ki kar sadaqat ata, اور حضرت عمر کی عدالت عطا. کر دے حضرت علی کی شجاعت عطا, اور تلاوت میں تو شوق عثمان دے. ہم کو ابو بکر کی کر صداقت عطا. He was a صداقت of حضرت ابو بکر صدیق رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ. Look at his صداقت, how truthful he was, how loyal he was to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's childhood, he was his friend. In youth, he was his friend. And when he accepted Islam, then he remained with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in his hazar and safar and everywhere, until he is buried also next to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So give us the sadaqat of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, the adalat and justice of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, the bravery of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, and the tilawat of Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala an. In two rakats of namaz, he reads the whole Quran Sharif sometimes. Two rakats of namaz, whole Quran Sharif. Inshallah, some other time we will continue with this poetry, which is very, very interesting and every. And it is a waz in reality, not the poetry. But since this is a majlis of zikr, so we'll have a little bit of zikr now and make dua. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے۔ اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے۔ اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے۔ اللہ جل جلالہ۔ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد الرسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم۔ لا الہ الا اللہ، 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد الرسول اللہ۔ دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو، تو ہی تو ہو، تو ہی تو ہو، تو ہی تو۔ دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو، تو ہی تو ہو، تو ہی تو ہو، تو ہی تو۔ اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل، درد دل ہو، درد دل ہو، درد دل۔ غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر، غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر، تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جیدھر، تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جیدھر۔ اللہ 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 سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے، غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے، پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے، اس کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ، الا اللہ 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 ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے، میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے، بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے، خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے، خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے، ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے، میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے، بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے، خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے، گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں، گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں، بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے، بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے، اللهم صل علی سیدنا محمد وعلی آل سیدنا محمد وبارک وسلم یا ارحم الراحمین یا اکرم الاکرمین یا ذا الجلال والاکرام یا ذا الجلال والاکرام یا ذا الجلال والاکرام یا ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرین، او مائی بلوڈ اللہ مائی رحیم اللہ، او مائی کریم اللہ مائی موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ مائی موسٹ کمپیشنٹ لونگ اللہ موسٹ جنرس موسٹ کائنڈ موسٹ ٹالرنٹ اللہ، او مائی موسٹ بینیفیسنٹ موسٹ مرسیفل اللہ، او مائی موسٹ بیوٹیفل اللہ، with the barakat of the completion of the Quran Sharif and with the barakat of the Zikrullah, Ya Allah, we are seeking from you forgiveness of all sins. You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners who turn towards you. My beloved Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. Day and night we have disobeyed you with your own bounties. The bounties that you blessed us with, the great namath of sight, we use so much of it for your disobedience. So much of our hearing for your disobedience. So much of our speech for your disobedience. So much of our hands and feet, our heart and mind for your disobedience. Oh, my beloved Allah. And no other Allah would have tolerated what you tolerate. There is no Allah besides you. You are the only one, my beloved Allah. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. There is no one for us besides you. There is no support for us besides your support. My beloved Allah, you are the one who provides us with our rizq and sustenance. You have blessed us with our life. Ya Allah, the ground on which we walk is in your control. The homes in which we live, in your control. our hearing, our sight, our speech, our heart, liver and lungs, all in your control. If you order the heart to stop beating, all the surgeons of the world and all the doctors and specialists of the world cannot cause it to start beating again. My beloved Allah, all kingdoms belong to you. We are extremely weak servants of yours on the surface of this earth. My beloved Allah, nafs and shaitan have overpowered us. Nafs o shaitan, dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tabah. Ey mere maula, meri madad kar, chahta hoon main teri panah. My beloved Allah, become ours and make us yours. Become ours and make us yours. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera, to sab mera, falak mera, zameen mera. My beloved Allah, give us the tawfiq to make tilawat of the Quran Sharif, to understand the Quran Sharif, to make amal on the Quran Sharif, to propagate the message of the Quran Sharif, to make amal on the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fill our hearts with your love and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, don't turn away your glance of maghfirat and mercy because of our sins and our disobedience. If you have to reject us, where do we go, my Allah? If a dog is chased from one butcher, it can go to another. If a beggar is chased from one home, he can go to another. But if you have to reject us, if you have to turn away your glance of mercy and maghfirat and forgiveness from us, where do we go, my Allah? There is no other door that we can tap. There is no other home in which we can beg. Hey, mere pyare Allah, make a decision of khair for us. Make a decision to make us yours. We know we are not worthy, we are not deserving, but my Allah, you blessed us with Islam and Iman without us deserving. Hey, mere pyare Allah, hamare hal par raham farma, karam farma. Don't look at our sins, my Allah. Look at your shan of being Rahim and Kareem. Bless us with barakat in our lives, barakat in our businesses, barakat in our homes, barakat in our time. My beloved Allah, bless us with barakat in every bounty that you bless us with. Don't snatch and seize those bounties because of our disobedience, my Allah. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. There are so many who are in hospitals, in clinics, in homes, and amongst us who are sick and ailing. Ya Allah, bless everyone who is sick and ailing with complete shifa from all their ailments, sicknesses and diseases. We are spiritually sick, we are physically ill. Give us shifa from our spiritual and our physical ailments. Clean and purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride, of arrogance, of jealousy, of envy. Purify our hearts, my beloved Allah, of evil passions and desires. My beloved Allah, bless us with wilayat al-Allah. It is not difficult for you to change the condition of our hearts. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal rizq and remove their difficulties. Those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Those who have children, make their children pious, righteous, obedient to you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the parents. Make our children the coolness of our eyes. Make them sadqa jariya for us. Oh, my beloved Allah, have mercy on the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Palestine, Chechnya, Bosnia, Afghanistan, Iraq, Somalia, Sudan, throughout the world, my beloved Allah. The ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is being pushed from pillar to post. یہ کیسی منزل پہ آ گئے ہے نہ کوئی اپنا نہ ہم کسی کے. Oh my beloved Allah, ہمارے حال پر رحم فرما. Change the condition of our hearts. Greed and passions have engulfed our hearts. ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے, میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے. بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے، خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے، گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹو، how long my Allah are we going to remain drowning in the ocean of sins, how long are we going to remain disobedient to you and Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how long are we going to reject your teachings and the teachings of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, how long are we going to follow the kuffar, the mushrikeen, the yahood, the nasara in their lifestyles. Ek din marna hai aakhir maut hai, the day is surely to come, our tongues will stop wagging, our eyes will be able to see no more, our ears will be able to listen no more, our hands will be able to touch those illicits no more, our feet will be able to walk to those cinemas and theaters and discos no more. The water of Mayyat will be poured above our bodies. Tight-fitting clothes will be sliced with the scissors and removed. We will be pushed backwards and forwards, right and left. My beloved Allah, before that day comes, let us put the water of Tawbah above our hearts. Before the garment of kafan is put above our bodies, let us put the garment of taqwa above our hearts. Hey, mere pyare Allah, ہم گنہگار ہے، سیاہکار ہے، بدکار، مجرم اور خطاکار ہے، بندے تیرے ہیں، تجھے چھوڑ کے ہم گندے جائے کہاں، یا اللہ when the time of our departure comes, don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, rave club, watching some filth on the television screen or the internet site, some filthy magazine in our hands, or bottle of wine, or popping drugs, or in adultery, or fornication, or any kind of haram. Daily we are listening, daily we are reading of how clubhouses have been burnt down, how so many have died in discos and cinemas and in haram actions. People will rise on the day of Qiyamah as they have died. What kind of embarrassment that will cause to my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam if his ummati has to rise committing zina, watching some filth. Ya Allah, ab to hamare hal par raham farma. Bless us with the best of dunya, the best of akhirat. Bless us with the best of dunya, the best of akhirat. Bless us with abundant rizq, my Allah. 100% halal. Don't let any morsel of haram also go down our throats. My beloved Allah, light up our hearts with your love. Take us on the path that leads to Jannat, the path that leads to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the road that leads to you. Distance us from the road that leads to nafs and shaitan. Ya Allah, accept all the works of deen that are taking place. Tabligh o da'wat ki mehnat qabool farma. گش تعلیم اجتماعات کو قبول فرما، مساجد مدارس خانقاہوں کو قبول فرما. Unite the hearts of husbands and wives, of parents and children, brothers and sisters, family members and ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. جب ہمارے مرنے کا وقت آئے تو مدینہ طیبہ ہمیں پہنچا دے. The روزہ مبارک of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. With as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya khayra khalqillah. Let our souls depart. Bless us with burial in Baqi, my Allah. Oh my beloved Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made du'as for us. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You are well aware of the good wishes, the good desires, the aspirations that are in the hearts of each and every one who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. In this majlis of khatam of Quran Sharif and Zikrullah, Ya Allah, with your fazal, with your ihsan, with your kindness, fulfill all their good wishes, good desires and aspirations. And we are not aware, my Allah, but you are aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering, the problem, the test and the trial of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. With your fazal, with your kindness, with your ihsan, my beloved Allah, remove their difficulties, their pain, their sorrows, their grief, their hardships, their problems. My beloved Allah, we know that sometimes sicknesses, diseases, poverty can be a blessing in disguise. But even if it is a blessing, my Allah, change it to the blessing of good health. Change it to the blessing of halal wealth. Change it to the blessing of strength, if it is weakness, my Allah. Rasool Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke sadqe mein hamari duaon ko qubool. In bachon ne Quran Sharif khatam kiya, inke seenon ke andar Quran Sharif ko mehfooz rakh. Tilawat ki taufeeq de, amal ki taufeeq de, ishaat ki taufeeq de. Inke walidain ko bhi qubool farma, asatiza ko qubool farma, sab ko duniya aur aakhirat ki balaiyon se mala mal farma. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Koi mujhse puche main kya mangta hu, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں, میں اپنے خدا سے خدا ہوں. وہ ہو جائے میرا, میں ہو جاؤں اس کا, یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا. وہ ہو جائے میرا, میں ہو جاؤں اس کا, یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا. کوئی تجھ سے کچھ, کوئی کچھ مانگتا ہے, کوئی تجھ سے کچھ, کوئی کچھ مانگتا ہے. الہی میں تجھ سے طلب کر تیرا, ان اللہ و ملائکتہ یصلون علی النبی یا ایہا الذین آمنوا صلوا علیہ وسلم تسلیما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون, وسلام على المرسلين, والحمد لله.